The New Science of Physical Health.
So inside the Perfect Health Lesson, I teach you exactly how simple it is, this is critical, for every person to raise their CRF score into the top 2.5% for their age and gender. Interestingly, to me, it's not a skills-based process, which means it's not reliant on any precursor talent or genetics you might have. It's not like you have to be good at hitting a ball. See, if you want to be a great baseballer or a great basketballer, you've got to have some genetic talent on those particular sports. You can't just roll up and say, I'm going to be a great basketballer. The thing about raising your this medical biometric into the top 2.5% for your age and gender, it's actually not influenced by skills. Like in basketball, being a great shooter in basketball is reliant upon you having the skill to get the ball in the net all the time. Like Kevin Durant or in the NBA or the new player that's just hit the NBA this year from France, Victor Wembanyama. I've been watching him. He's fantastic. So it means if it's not relying on any precursor talent or genetics you might have, raising your CRF score into the top 2.5% so that it influences your risk of sickness, disease, and premature death by driving it down, because you've improved that process I just walked you through, is only reliant on consistency of effort. And I'll come back to this in just a moment. I want to divert your attention for a moment to the Perfect Health Lesson. My wife and I were blessed with our only child when we were about to turn 45 years old. We were called mature age parents. I think on the birth certificate, mature maternal and paternal parents. That was a bit shocking, but that's what we were. We were 45 years old. It was then when our son was born, our only child, we were blessed later in life, that I became obsessed with creating and finding out all this content about the new science of physical health. Over the past 14 years, I've dedicated myself to connect with world expert PhDs from all those areas I mentioned before: cardiology, exercise physiology, vascular medicine, public health, molecular biology, oncology, and many more. World leaders, not just some random person, as kids at school like to call it, rando, not some random person, people who are actual world-leading experts in disciplines I've just mentioned. So tell me if this sounds like your world. Most adults you know that you observe around you, if you're into health, it's not you, but if you aren't into health, most adults you will know, will, that's in capital letters in my notes, become physically unhealthy in their lifetime. Often a catastrophe happens, like a heart attack, a stroke, or sometimes cancer events, with no prior symptoms. Or you or the people you know are on some sort of medication or intervention from their doctor in order to keep a health catastrophe at bay. Why? Here's the question I have. Why were we once healthy teenagers, but we seem predestined to become classified as medically unhealthy? Because that's most people. If what we've been teaching and learning was working in all of those 97 countries that listen to my audio program, my audio lessons, how come these are the facts about the world that we live in? No matter where you are listening to this program from right now, here are some of the facts. At least, very short, four of them, only four. At least 70% of adults are overweight. It's growing, not decreasing in prevalence. Catastrophic heart attacks and stroke are still the number one killer. It's not changed in 60 plus years since I've been alive. Cancer is the number two killer, and it's frightening for over 11 million new people worldwide every single year. Medication seems to be the only solution most people use, and we seek solutions to the problem once they've happened, not prevention. I'm going to present to you an entirely new approach, a single framework I call the Perfect Health Lesson, and this core principle that I've started to talk to you about already. If you want to drive down your clinical risk from sickness, disease, and premature death, then you need to start using it today. You need to go back to the link, if you haven't already seen the website, and have a look at what does the Perfect Health Lesson entail. So let me just walk you through a little bit of it. The Perfect Health Lesson is this one-hour teaching session I created based on my nearly 40-year career. The summary of my work includes, just so you got a bit of background, almost four decades teaching health and physical education in schools. over 40,000 lessons delivered to students all related to health. At least, I can't believe this, but I've worked this out, at least 5 million conversations with learners about their physical health. That's helped me a lot, those 5 million conversations. I've worked out what works and what doesn't. I've also worked with all of those PhDs in all of these disciplines that encompass exercise. I'm going to run through it again. Exercise physiology, vascular medicine, cardiologist, exercise oncology, public health, open heart surgery. That was a great interview I did with Dr. Wolferton. Molecular biology, cognitive neuroscience, pedagogy, the science of learning, teaching and learning. Endocrinology, this area you've never heard of, which I've talked to this doctor, PhD in something called silicon photonics related to health technology and mechanical engineering. We also have this podcast, 97 Countries, The New Science of Physical Health. That's where you can listen to me discuss these different topics with these PhDs. You can hear from them in their own words. The Perfect Health Lesson takes complex medical research and makes it simple. So you only need to learn and use the one framework if you want to extend your lifespan and health span. Let's make it simple, not complex, because I believe that's one of the great challenges. So then how is it possible to raise your personal health status by a staggering 400%? Now, I'm going to walk you through three sneak peek sections of the Perfect Health Lesson. It's a little sneak peek. You must learn about your CRF score and you must raise it. The best way to teach you, I'm going to give you a sneak peek of three of the seven sections inside the Perfect Health Lesson. So just a small snippet. So first of all, sneak peek number one. This new medical biometric. I've already alluded to it so far. A new clinically validated medical biometric that's not yet taught in schools and most people have never heard of as adults and certainly don't use. PhDs worldwide agree that it's more influential and powerful at improving your health than any other current drug therapy that we have. I had Professor Ulrich Wisloff from Norway, one of the world's great researchers, going to look him up on Google, tell me exactly that. There's nothing more influential and powerful in improving your health than any current drug therapy compared to this medical biometric. You'll learn what this new biometric is and how to auto-track it inside the Perfect Health Lesson using our new software. You'll be able to see in real time, this is so cool, the positive molecular and physiological health adaptations happening inside your body. Literally, you can see your health changing for the first time ever before your eyes on a daily basis and how close you are to being classified as medically healthy and what you need to do to get there if you're not there. Inside our software, you'll be able to then, and you can do that within the first 7 days of using the software. Inside the software, you'll be able to use this new algorithm that will tell you what your CRF score is today. And then I love this. It'll predict what your new CRF score is 90 days from now. It's all based on what you did today when it comes to what I call planned and unplanned physical activity or incidental physical activity. We show you inside the Perfect Health Lesson, myself and all the doctors that I've spent time with, undeniable medical proof of the direct link between this new medical biometric and your risk of complications from the number one cause of sickness, disease, and premature death worldwide. If you score low, then your risk of sudden death is high. It's more than 400% higher than people like me at 58 who are in their top 2.5% for my age and gender. At the end of this of section two, so if you're at the bottom, before I get to that, at the end, if you're at the bottom with that score and I'm at the top compared to other people, there's a 400% difference. At the end of this section, you'll also be able to learn the exact steps when you get to this section inside the Perfect Health Lesson, whether you get the book or the classroom or the full audio program or the online course. At the end of the section on this medical biometric, you'll learn the exact steps on how to raise your score for this biometric. You'll also learn how simple this is, and it's not out of reach for anyone. For the first time in health education, every single person will see the specific strategies and tactics, which we're not going through here in this lesson, that will drive down your risk of complications from excess weight, heart attack, strokes, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. If you want to know how to get onto this, click the link in the notes associated with this audio program and go back to the website. It'll tell you how you can get access to it. Here's sneak peek number two. It's called Turn Your Heartbeats into Health. I'm going to teach you a brand new method that's validated by scientists, peer-reviewed, published, medical research on how to read your personal heart rate graph. This is a completely new scientific process will show you exactly when your body, exactly on a daily basis, when your body is creating something called positive molecular and physiological health adaptations. The effect of those adaptations, it will drive down your risk of having a heart attack, drive down your clinical risk of having a stroke, drive down your risk of complications from excess weight, high blood sugar, and metabolic syndrome. Becoming classified as medically healthy, improving your longevity and health span, will only ever happen if your body is creating positive health adaptations. The millions of people with high risk of sickness, disease, and premature death, all of them are creating negative health adaptations and they don't know it. Once I show you how positive health adaptations grow inside your body, I'm then going to walk you through the most incredible deep dive of a series of real-time health adaptations that you must have if you want to be at low clinical risk of complication from the big four, which I've mentioned. If you have the correct dose of either planned or unplanned physical activity on any given seven-day period, your heart rate graph will be different than most people, the average person. The perfect health lesson teaches you how to use a validated software that automatically converts your heart rate graph into a system of health impact points. These points over 7 days create real-time positive health adaptations. For example, one short, brief one. Explanation of it, not a deep one. Health adaptations from you, one of the examples from using the health impact software is called nitric oxide release. Nitric oxide is a molecule when released in the body from the correct dose of earned health impact points, helps to widen your blood vessels, improving circulation, regulating blood pressure, and supporting overall cardiovascular health. Additionally, nitric oxide plays a role in nervous and immune systems, reducing inflammation and preventing blood clot formation, contributing to a lower clinical risk of catastrophic cardiovascular events. That's only one brief explanation. There's a much deeper inside. We go in deeper inside the perfect health lesson itself. Last part, wrap up this lesson. Sneak peek number three, hazard ratios, a mind-blowing, literally mind-blowing new concept. I've never met a health or physical education teacher, person from my background, who knows, and I've spoken to lots of them all over the planet, who knows what a health hazard ratio is. I've been teaching in school since 1985. I've been to the biggest PE conferences, health and physical education conferences in the world, over in the United States. I went to one in Nashville, Tennessee. 5,000 teachers. I'm a part of social media groups where there's about 250,000 teachers like me from all over the planet. Of all the medical research I've read for my podcast interviews with more than 100 PhD experts, this concept of hazard ratios ranks as the second most important concept you need to know and use if you want longevity and improved health span. And I don't know of any teacher on the planet that I've ever seen implement this in their learning. So I suspect that most people who graduate from being teenagers into adults, they have no idea what this is. In fact, I didn't know what it was until I started researching this very recently. A hazard ratio is a special tool inside statistics, I've got to say that correctly, that helps us to figure out how risky or beneficial something is to our health. If a hazard ratio is 1.0, it means that there's neither harm nor benefit. If it's 1.5, it suggests it's 50% riskier for health. If it's 0.75, that suggests it's 25% less risky for our health. So here's an example. If we talk about high blood pressure, the hazard ratio for high blood pressure is 1.2. It means if you have clinically high blood pressure, you are about 24% more likely to pass away or die in that year compared to a person, someone exactly like you, in every other aspect, but without high blood pressure. It's saying that high blood pressure adds about 20% more risk. That's a huge number, by the way, of dying early in that particular year. There's a hazard ratio for vast amounts of medical research that proves that there's one thing that has a higher hazard ratio of compared to anything else in the world: smoking, obesity, high blood sugar, high triglycerides, high LDL cholesterol, there's one hazard ratio that vast amounts of medical research prove has the highest score of anything in the world. If you do not learn about this hazard ratio, which has a score of 5.0, then you're at serious risk of a life-threatening disease and/or premature death. Now, inside the Perfect Health Lesson, you're going to learn in detail how to improve the hazard ratio. I'm not going to talk about it just here, but go to the link in this audio program, go back to the webpage so you can start finding out. That has a hazard ratio of 5.0. So you'll be if you use that hazard ratio, you'll be at ultra low risk of complications from the big four: obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events, diabetes, and the cluster of conditions known as metabolic disease. And I also touch on, inside the Perfect Health Lesson, cancer events and how it's related to cancer events. So that's what hazard ratios are. And I can't wait to teach you the hazard ratio that has a score of 5.0. It means that you could be 400% more likely to die this year compared to other people who use it to their benefit instead of being to their negative. Let me wrap up with one final story. My father died in 1989, a long time ago now, at age 46. Sudden, massive, unexpected heart attack. His cardiovascular catastrophe was his first symptom, just like about 50% of all men and women who suffer from this. The number one cause of premature death back then, more than three decades ago, and it still is today. I've not only delivered at least 40,000 lessons on the topic of health and physical activity, I've also held over these 5 million conversations with teachers and learners and PhDs from all over the world since 1985, and I've gathered observations. Now, with this mountain of what I call real-world experience, I've crafted one single lesson that will set every single person who uses it on a guaranteed pathway of improved lifespan and improved health span. If you use it, most people have that medical biometric is very low for the average person in the community, like my father, who had a score of under 20. Most adults in the community have a score of under 20. Mine's 46 at 58 years of age. You need to find out what your medical biometric score is and CRF score. You then need to learn how to raise it, because it's the core principle of the Perfect Health Lesson. And you need to auto-track it so that you can see positive molecular and physiological health adaptations in real time. You'll be able to go to your doctor and have this stunning result. What I mean by stunning result, as I finish out this lesson, is your doctor will go, how did you get your blood pressure to be in such a healthy category? It never used to be in a healthy category. How did you get your lipid profile to be in a healthy medical classification? It never used to be in that. How did you get your blood sugar concentration to be in such a healthy category? It never used to be in that category. Many, many people, multi millions of people across the planet, have complications in those areas and things to do with excess weight. How did you get to have 30% less complications from excess weight? It is wrapped up in driving this one medical biometric, this core principle inside the Perfect Health Lesson. Last story, finish off with. I'm in Nashville, USA. I've flown 16,000 miles from Sydney, Australia to Nashville. I'm going to a conference there, and it's the largest physical health and physical education conference in the world of teachers. 5,000 teachers like me, this was in 2018. I'm standing there talking with someone who's from San Francisco that I know, and I see this person walking across, just walking down a hallway to a lecture room. And I looked at this person and I go, I can't believe who that is. I didn't know, before I flew from Sydney to Nashville, I didn't know that this doctor, who is one of my all-time heroes, was going to be presenting at this conference. I had no idea. I must have just mustn't have been promoted that well. He is literally what I call the father of the new science of physical health. His name's Dr. Kenneth Cooper. When I pulled him up, I said, "Oh, excuse me, Dr. Cooper, can I just grab a couple of minutes of your time? My name is Shane. I'm from Australia. I'm a health and physical education teacher." And we began a conversation that went one-on-one. I couldn't believe this. His respect within the medical community is unparalleled. Once you go into the Perfect Health lesson, you'll find out about Dr. Cooper. At the time I met Dr. Cooper, he was 89 years old. 89-year-old giving a lecture about when I followed him to the room and I sat down with him for the next 2 hours where unbroken, he gave a lecture about a lot of things related to the core principle inside the new science of physical health. Dr. Cooper, as I record this, is 93 years old this year and is still working at the Cooper Institute in Dallas, Texas. He is still giving lectures around the world. He is not only living proof of the core principle of the new science of physical health, he has improved his lifespan, longevity, and his health span. He's still functionally incredibly healthy. He's not like a 92-year-old. He's amazing to listen to. And I've got an audio recording of the lecture that he gave that particular day when he was 89 years old, sharper than just about anyone I've ever met in my life, let alone at 89 years of age. That was one of the great experiences of my lifetime. But the evidence behind driving up your health by 400% is unmatched and unparalleled. You'll find out about it all inside the Perfect Health Lesson. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait for you to go and improve your personal physical health status using the Perfect Health Lesson. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us in today's episode of The New Science of Physical Health. We hope you have found the education content informative and enjoyable, and will share it with others. In today's episode, Shane made reference to a brand new project that will be released in early 2024, called The Perfect Health Lesson. If you would like to find out more about this project right now and get access to its pre-release, then go ahead and visit the website in the show notes for today's episode.